Audio Slave on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Weezer this hour, also System of a Down, the new one from Blink 182. Ralph's got the showbiz news, and we've got an update from our friend Batboy coming up in just a few minutes.
I'll tell you, sports fans are such hardcore fans, and they will stick with their team no matter what. And that's why when you have a team that constantly underperforms, like Josh, who we're going to talk to here in a second, has created the website DodgerBlues.com. You really feel for him. I mean, I've been a Cubs fan for quite some time
Christ,
now.
I know.
And we really, I mean, it hurts.
You get a raw deal, don't you?
It really hurts
to root
for a team all that time and have them not do well.
I love DodgerBlues.com, and it's something that Dave and I talk about quite a bit because Josh reminds me of what my friends and I would do when the Cubs were really bad, when we'd be like, hey, man, how about Kevin Ory at third base this year? And that's kind of what this site is. It's poking fun at all the mishaps and mistakes the Dodgers have made over the years.
Josh, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Josh, you don't even, there's not even that part of you that has, even if it turns out to be unfounded, at least some optimism in the first week of the season that things could be better, though. You don't even allow yourself that?
If there's any optimism, it's about the size of my big toe. You know, it's just, we've been burned so many years in a row that, as fans, we've been burned. That it's really tough to be positive.
Now, you're still a Dodger fan.
I'm a huge Dodger fan. Okay. I've been a Dodger fan my whole life.
And you're going to be for the rest of your life, probably.
Unfortunately. Yeah, I have no control over that.
All right. What happened? Take me through, if you can, in just a few words, your moods since 1988. They win the World Series in 88, and as a lifelong Dodger fan, you're at the top of the top of your game. You can't believe how lucky you are. And then what happens? Disillusionment sets in immediately, or were you still feeling pretty good for into the early 90s?
Well, first of all, it wasn't even a great experience for me in 88 because I missed Gibson's home run. I was at a bar mitzvah. So my misery started there, I think.
A bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Since then, it's been a combination of terrible trades, bad financial decisions, and I think just general personnel moves that have been terrible. I think the Pedro Martinez for Delino DeShields trade just ranks up there as one of the more hideous in baseball history. And then, of course, the Piazza trade. And I think that, you know, the Dodgers haven't been in the playoffs since then. And you can talk about the Cubs curse and the Red Sox curse. And I think that very soon we'll have a Piazza curse.
But in the if I'm thinking back, and I don't pay a lot of attention to the Dodgers anymore, but as I'm thinking back, in the 90s, they were pretty famous, though, for having a great farm system. Didn't they have five Rookie of the Year awards in a row, for instance? I mean, they were really bringing up some great young players.
They were, and it just goes to show that they tease you, you know. You think on paper they look great, on the field they look great, and it never comes together. And I think that's even more frustrating than just having a team that's lousy that never has any prospect of winning.
But when Fox bought the team, they really turned it around, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end. And I think, you know, everybody was real happy to have Frank McCourt come in because it meant the end of Fox, and I think very quickly people had problems with McCourt, and it does me well. I mean, it's a lot easier to do the site when
sure,
there's guys like McCourt running the team.
Speaking of the site, I want to talk about some of the things you have on there and some of the links. Like right now, he has the timer since the last great Dodger moment.
Okay,
which what's that at right now?
I think we're at 5,600 days, 5,652.
So you got that going.
What was 16 hours, 14 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Can you tell us what the last great Dodger moment was?
That would be Kirk Gibson's home run in the 88 series.
Okay,
there you go.
All right.
He has a quote page where he has quotes from Dodger officials, players, and stuff, and he points out, and he kind of has his own reference. Like, there's a quote from Paul DePodesta, the new GM, that is speaking about Milton Bradley, kind of the disgruntled player they acquired from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's done more community service than any other player in Cleveland. He just has a bad rap. Well, Josh points out that he did community service because he had to avoid jail time. So, there's things like that on the site that really make it entertaining.
Well, unless it's voluntary, of course that makes sense. That's a ridiculous thing to point out, unless he's doing it on purpose.
You have the worthless Dodger eBay item of the week. There's always somebody trying to get rid of something on eBay, right, that has to do with the Dodgers. That's very funny.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the stuff that you can find up there.
And you managed to put what I like about your site, and it is very funny, Money's Right, is that you managed to put a comical spin on even good news. I mean, the fact that the Dodgers hang in there this week in an 11th inning win, and then you write how all 1,300 fans were able to then leave the stadium. You know, you managed to get in and dig about how many people are in the stands.
You know, you guys were talking earlier about how the Cubs lost yesterday and how you have to brush off losses.
Right.
And I brush off wins.
Well, yeah, that's probably the smart thing to do.
Dodgers win streak at 2, playoff line starts now. It's very funny. And
have you ever gotten any kind of reaction from anyone affiliated officially with the Dodgers, Josh?
I've gotten some not criticism. I mean, everybody's been pretty good about the content of the site. I've been hassled a little bit here and there, not specifically from the Dodgers, but actually from higher up.
Oh, is that right?
About some of the stuff that I had on the site, and I've taken care of those.
When you say higher up, you mean God? God has a problem with it?
Yeah, hey, what do you mean by I've taken care of those people, by the way? You have connections? You rub them out? What do you do?
Taking care of those things, not those
things.
People.
Oh, things. Yeah. I see. I got you. What was it like for you living in Southern California to see the unbelievable Angels experience in 2002?
It was actually satisfying because they were, playing the Giants. And
sure.
As a Dodger fan, you know, it's sort of what's the lesser of two evils, having the Angels win or having the Giants win.
Sure, yeah.
And, that's a good point.
So at that point, I was actually pulling for the Angels, and it was nice to see them do that. But now this year, you know, I mean, the Angels have done all kinds of moves over the offseason, and, Vladimir Guerrero is a guy who the Dodgers could have had about 15 years ago when he was about 7 in the Dominican Republic. And, instead of forking over $500 to sign him, they let him go and signed his brother, who had about 3 hits for the Dodgers.
Oh,
well,
man.
That's okay, because last night Vladimir had a 3-run homer to help the Angels win again. So
there
at least
go.
The Dodgers have that going for them.
Is it tough to watch the Angels make good moves?
Does it help who?
No, I'm saying, is it tough to watch?
Oh, is it tough?
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, you sit there, you know, rooting for your team and wanting your team to make good moves, and then there's somebody right across town that's doing the same thing.
As a fan, it's tough,
yeah.
but as somebody who's got to put this website together, it's great.
It helps, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any players that you do like? I know you have the player capsules, and like for Guillermo Moda, his 2003 highlights, according to Josh, getting a DUI and running away from Mike Piazza when he wanted to fight him. Those are his highlights of 2003. I mean, do you like anybody on this team?
Yeah, I really like this guy. They have Dwayner Sanchez, who's got to be, I mean, it's the dirtiest name in baseball. He's my favorite guy this year.
Dwayner.
It does sound like something you do at a bachelor party. You're right about that. Well, it's a lot of fun. It's DodgerBlues.com. And I'm almost, the reason I ask if you heard anything officially from the outfit is I was wondering if they came after you for using their name in the website, like some sort of copyright infringement or something like that. But so far, they're letting it go, huh?
Yeah, I mean, so far. I mean, I had some requests from fans earlier to buy some T-shirts and stuff. And initially, it sold T-shirts with that Dodger Blues logo. And that's one of the things that I had to take off.
Oh, I got you. They told you to stop doing that.
Yeah.
All right, DodgerBlues.com. It's a great site. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Bye now.
Nice
Bye.
Talking to you.
Bean, what happens is the guy will come up with an idea like that, and he'll buy the site, DodgerBlues.com.
Right.
And then he'll create a full, living, breathing website with information and all kinds of different stuff that people will go to.
Wait, he makes the domain name active and then
yes.
he puts content up so people can see it around the world?
Imagine if you were to take that next step with any of your websites.
That's ingenious. I never thought of that.